He's live from his mother's basement in Los Angeles, our 400-pound celebrity insider and entertainment lawyer. It's Enty Lawyer on Katie and Ed.
Enty!
Hola!
Hi! Welcome back. How are you?
Good, just waiting for Joe Alwyn to write some more hit songs.
Oh, come on, man. Give me a break. We're all waiting.
Look
for
up
that.
For this guy.
Hey, watch out. All right, Enty, we got a couple of things we want to talk to you about because there's kind of been these incidents. First, we'll bring up Britney because you're our go-to Britney guy. We've been talking to you about Britney Spears for years, and she finally did it. She got married, but of course, her wedding did not come without its drama. And that being her ex-husband, Jason Alexander, trying to crash it. What is going on?
I'm surprised you didn't say drama. Let's see. First of all, so Jason Alexander, somehow, this is not Seinfeld's Jason Alexander. This is her ex-husband, the 55 Hours Jason Alexander, who has kind of gone off the rails a bit the last few years. He somehow manages to not only get onto her property, but into her house. And that is very dangerous. And Britney has fired her security team. But I don't, this is one of the things that if you go back to the conservatorship, she fired all of the security team that had been there when her dad was running things. And she had many, many more security people. And then I think she's, well, save some money, I don't really need them or whatever. Hires brand new people, hires people who less experienced, so she doesn't have to spend as much money. And look what happens. So she has now fired those. It blows my mind that this guy was able to like live stream. Oh, look, I'm going to break into the house and everything. I don't know. Imagine if it had been somebody who had malicious intentions.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like someone
who knew what they were doing in that moment.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been really, really ugly if it had been somebody else. So, yeah, that was the kind of the precursor to the wedding. That was, you know, that was pre-gaming it to a whole different level there.
What there was a lot of rumors that it was staged for virality. At what point would people think that?
I mean, I think that he did it for it to go viral. I mean, that's why he was live streaming it or whatever.
Well, sure,
I don't think that.
But as a part of the actual like ceremony itself.
Well, he got arrested, so I mean, I kind of discount that, and the fact that she fired her entire security team kind of discounts that too.
Yeah, in terms of the guest list too, like there was this whole thing with like her mom or like her parents not being invited or whatever. That's not surprising, though, right?
No, at least not surprising. Mom, dad, sister, and her brother was invited but didn't come. I was more surprised that her kids didn't come. Because look, they obviously didn't get to go to her first wedding because they weren't born.
Yeah.
And they go to everything, any kind of family thing involving their dad. They go to any kind of family thing involving their half siblings. So I was like, that's very, very bizarre that they didn't go. But it goes to show that they don't necessarily have the closest relationship with Sam. They don't really get along with him at all.
Yeah.
And I because Kevin, you know, he gave a really nice excuse. Hey, we didn't want to take away from the moment from Britney.
Right.
Rather than, you know, Sam's a royal a-hole and the kids don't like him at all because they think he's a jerk. So they didn't want to go hang out.
Well, you know, I mean, the star power that is Kevin Federline definitely would have taken away from the moment.
Well, I don't think Kevin was going to go, but the kids could have gone. I mean, Britney has moved into a new place that is closer to her kids. But I think that the reason they moved into a new place after they got married
right.
is so that Sam gets half, right? So they've moved from one home to $11.5 million home. So now Sam has earned himself $5.75 million.
So I have to say, because we had talked about this earlier this week, the news about the prenup and stuff, and we were like, oh, that's cool. But then I learned yesterday that he's not entitled to anything she previously has earned. So
Correct.
Going forward,
earned, yeah. mm-hmm.
he gets because you have told us many times that Britney is just his paycheck, his money train. He's a gold digger, et cetera, et cetera. So this, the whole prenup thing is basically pointless, like people being excited about it, because he's still going to get half of whatever she makes now going forward.
Yeah, you don't think he's going to be pushing for that Las Vegas residency? Come on, honey, get out there. Go make the $35 million a year so I get $17.5
million. Oh, boy.
You know, so, oh, yeah. You're going to see Britney working now. She's going to go out there and she's going to work because he's got to make his bucks. And the way he makes his bucks is by her working and moving into a new house, you know, that was purchased after the marriage. So, it's kind of thing.
The other thing I wanted to ask, the guest list was quite diverse.
Eclectic.
Yeah. Was there any other drama that happened that we don't know about? Like, I saw that, you know, Selena Gomez was there, Paris Hilton. Apparently she gave up a presidency DJing gig to be at Britney's wedding, all this stuff. Is there anything that happened behind the scenes that we don't know?
Well, Kathy was there. One of the only things that you might not know about who was there is Jody, her conservator, was there. And the interesting thing is that how close is Jody still to what's going on? Because remember, Jamie lost the conservatorship of the person to Jody, but did not lose conservator of the estate. So Britney had somebody watching over her, making sure she was taking her pills, all that kind of stuff. And that person ended up coming to the wedding. Now, she was on, they tried to keep it quiet that she was there because the Britney still needs to be in a conservator crowd would be like, look, Jody was still there. And the people who think, you know, who Britney doesn't need to be in a conservator, we hate Jody.
Right.
They would hate that she was there. So what I noticed was one media outlet reported that she was there, and then within 2 hours, they deleted it.
Wow.
So a little bit of a cover-up on that. She was there, but a little bit of a cover-up because I don't think that the particular media outlet wanted their comment sections filled with rage from both sides. And I just thought it was an interesting choice. If Britney hated it so much and hated why was Jody there, and there is some question about it, you know, does somebody have some kind of control over Britney? If somebody, when Britney makes one of these outrageous Instagram posts, which she seems to do almost daily at this point.
Yeah.
Is there somebody there who's saying you really need to delete that? Because oftentimes those Instagram posts do get deleted after a very short time.
Yeah.
So it feels like there is somebody backstopping Britney. Hey, go ahead and post what you want. Oh, Britney, I don't know if you should do that. And then the next thing you know, it's deleted. Or is it Britney deleting it? Or is it an outside force deleting it?
Oh.
Fascinating. Because
The more outrageous posts tend to get deleted within an hour or so of being posted.
Like they get deleted quicker.
Yeah. So is Britney doing that? Is somebody saying, hey, Britney, you should delete that? Because this is obviously something that's going on in her mind that she thinks is very important to say. Things like the whole argument with Kelly Clarkson that was completely taken out of context because of a Kelly Clarkson interview where she was... Actually, I didn't even see anything that offensive, but it was edited to make it look like Kelly Clarkson was going after Britney, and this is from 15 years ago.
Yeah. Wow.
And then Britney goes after Kelly, and then Kelly reached out to Britney Siegel and said, hey, I didn't do anything. You want to come on the show? And then apparently Britney said something to the effect, or Britney Siegel, why would I come on the show? Did we have something? Like totally not understanding that she had just posted the thing about Kelly Clarkson.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Anti-lawyer, someone very near and dear to America's heart, Amber.
I don't think so.
Amber Heard.
Oh, I thought you were telling me.
Yeah.
I was near and dear.
No, Amber Heard has been making the rounds, doing a bit of press, which it appears isn't really doing her any favors.
No, it really isn't. I mean, I understand why she's doing it because she wants the opportunity to explain without being questioned.
Right.
And without having people like, you know, did you really, you know, outside of an attorney, right? You get to tell your own tale. You get to tell your own story.
Provide context and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And you know, and I think, to be fair, it wasn't, I think she wanted something that was going to be very, very kiss her butt kind of thing. And then Savannah Guthrie from the Today Show was not exactly just like warm and loving, you know, it wasn't unicorn and rainbows, kind of really pressed her on some things,
yeah,
which you don't normally see with a celebrity interview where the celebrity is coming in voluntarily. And I don't think it made Amber look any worse. I think that the Johnny Depp army is kind of okay. We've already done this. You know, they're going after her a little bit, but they're not to the same extent as they were during the trial.
Mm-hmm.
I get what she's trying to do. She's trying to salvage her career. She's trying to say, look, the trial and all that, that is not who I am. I've already had my Aquaman part reduced to like 10 minutes.
I heard she's like gone now from the film.
She's not gone, but she's been totally, it's been reduced. I mean, she literally has about 10 minutes of screen time. And I mean, that's just, it's not very much. But at the same time, you know, I'm anxious to see what happens between now and next month. You know, Johnny Depp is doing court next month, and he's doing court because he hit a guy on the set of City of Lights. And that guy sued him, and it's been dragging through the courts for 3 years because of the pandemic and stuff. But yeah. Johnny has a court date. He's already admitted to hitting the guy.
Yeah.
And so I'm anxious. I would love for this case to actually go to trial. I don't think it will. I think Johnny will throw a big fat check at him. But if it goes to trial, because it will be televised, and Johnny's already admitted it, so the bot army is going to say what? That Johnny didn't hit the guy after he admitted he hit the guy?
Yeah.
You know, I'm anxious to see how that would all play out.
Right.
Well, I mean, you know, Johnny doesn't need the money. He's rich now. He's rich like astronauts.
Yeah. And Johnny, you know, he got hired for something. You know, and then he was carried out. It appeared that he was drunk being carried out of a bar. And everybody's like, oh, no, it's just because there were so many people there waiting to see him. And so security was just like escorting him out or whatever. And it remains to be seen if Johnny can go to do a movie and be pre, I don't know, 10 years ago, Johnny, 15 years ago, Johnny.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to go back a ways before, you know, he was on his game. And, you know, I'll be surprised if he can do it. I mean, he's getting older, and if everybody thinks that Amber's done, and I'm not sure that she's done. There's a lot of actresses that can replace her. There's certainly you know, tons of actresses. I feel like she still has a chance to make a comeback, even if she has to take a little while off. And you know, she made a statement, and in the interview, she goes, you know, I realize I'm not a perfect victim.
Yeah.
And that's 100% true.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough if you're not the perfect victim, when you've admitted that you hit back, when your mutual therapist said that, you know, Amber took joy in hitting Johnny. And it's just, it's tough, especially when you're going against all the people that were supporting Johnny. And I also do agree with what she said, that the jurors were not, you know, staying social media silent.
Yeah.
And I think that we're going to find that out in the future. You know, they've been granted an anonymity for a year. And I think that once that year's up, even maybe prior to that, because we've heard from one juror, that they'll go, yeah, we were on social media all the time.
Ooh.
You know, because did you, especially during that week off when they had no trial, and they're sitting at home basically from the Friday when they get off until the following Monday, so 10 days, they're staying off their phones? You know, I've talked about it on before. You're telling me that they, when they went to Twitter, that nothing came in the timeline. That when they went to Instagram, nothing came in the timeline. TikTok, you know,
yeah,
just a regular, just
yeah,
news site. That nothing was served to them about the trial.
Like, I wasn't even
if they skipped it.
I wasn't even regionally.
I wasn't liking or commenting on any videos on TikTok, because that's how the algorithm will like show you these
sure
things. And I still was, all I saw,
right,
were trial videos.
Right.
Like, it was everywhere.
And I'm sure they were targeted, too, for people in that area. Like they, when you buy, like, ads, or when
yeah
you sponsor your posts on Instagram and Facebook and stuff, you can pick the area of which it's targeted.
Yeah. And even if they didn't read it, what they're going to see the headlines. And the headlines were, Amber cries on stand, or Amber faked, or Amber, the where were the bruises kind of thing. Just so you see that, even if you say, well, I didn't actually read any of the stories. But I think it's inevitable unless they just completely stayed off of their devices for that entire 10 days.
Yeah.
that they didn't see anything.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll see. I'll be watching TikTok to see their videos. NT Lawyer, do you have a blind for us today?
I do, and it's a little bit out of the norm, actually. Because usually with you guys, I try to stay into music and stuff like that, but this is a little bit different. So this actor, he's foreign born. I would say that he's A-minus list. Okay. And he actually is has agreed to pay his future bride, to who he is now betrothed, $2 million a year. Just straight up. It's not a prenup or anything. This is just, hey, will you marry me? Here's $2 million a year kind of thing.
Like as a salary?
Yeah. Yes, as a salary. That's a very good way of putting it.
Wait, so is this bride? Or significant other, are they working, or is it a scenario where, like, look, I want you to have the freedoms I do, so here's money, so you don't have to have a regular job?
No, they do work.
Oh, okay.
They do work.
A-minus
but they know a lot of secrets about the actor.
Oh.
Is this person in any, like, the actor in anything, like, that's current?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I especially know that Ed probably knows everything that he's done.
All right. We'll put our tiny brains together and see if we can figure this out. NT Lawyer, as always, we love you. Thank you for being on the show. Until next week.
Oh, happy summer, you guys, because I don't think it's going to be summer before we talk again. So I'm sure it's a balmy 40 degrees in Calgary.
Hilarious.
Yeah, good
Bye.
One.
Bye.